You know, some weekends have to prepare a Bible study and a message and then maybe a Tuesday night. But this weekend I could relax, amen, because I'm not going to be ministering to you. So we're going to have someone who has been a member at Rehoboth here many, many years, amen, and has been a faithful member of Rehoboth, amen. You know, a Christian is mature when they're stable and not blown around by all kinds of stuff. And I am so glad. There's some people I just never have to talk to. I should talk to them just to say hello, but I never have to talk to them because there's no drama there. Amen. And I'm just grateful for those who are able to give to the church. And I'm not speaking money now. I'm talking of their time, of their prayer life, of everything else. So I'm going to welcome to the podium Sister Mary, who's going to be speaking to you first. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Amen to that. No drama here. Amen. I really don't have time for it. Amen. Amen. And it's true that when you are mature, you are stable. Amen. Because I can recall in my own life when I was young and four kids, we moved from house to house, from house to house. And I knew we did that because I was unstable on the inside. It wasn't the kids. It wasn't that we didn't have a nice place, but because I personally was unstable, I had to go from house to house. At least I thought I did. But when I came to Rehoboth, I know I said it before, when I first came, Bishop Ronnie was talking. I was like, what is he saying? Because my ears were not trained to his dialect, so I couldn't understand what he was saying. And many times, things got rough. Many times I wanted to, like, see ya. Many times. But I found out if you just hang in there with God, if you just hang in there, you will see a difference in your life. And you don't begin to serve God for what he can do for you. You have to serve God whether you're sick, whether you're well, whether you're broke, whether you got a lot of money, because you're not serving God for what he can give to you. Because he is not a genie in a bottle. We don't rub him and say, I want three wishes, because that's not how God works. You know, you have to be faithful unto God. You have to live for God. You have to serve God. And even in doing that, it's not necessarily mean you're going to get something. But we do know one thing, at the end of this journey, he has promised us the crown of life. We do know that. Amen. We do know that. And that in itself can keep you going. That in itself can keep you going. If you are really sold out to God, not sold out to the pastor, not sold out to the congregation, not sold out to what you can buy and what you can wear, but you're sold out to God. Because he's the one that's going to give you the crown of life. I'm not going to give you anything. At this end of this journey, I'm not giving you anything. So if you want a crown of life, you stay with God. Stay with God. Amen. And praise the Lord. That's just my opening. Amen. I'm going to be speaking about whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Whoever you are, take the water of life freely. And that's in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 17. And the offer to you is not based upon your sex, your gender, your economic status, or what you can do. It's a free gift. It's offered freely. And how do we know that it's offered freely? It's because Jesus already said, I think you guys said, Telestai. It is finished. He offered it on the cross. So we don't have to pay for anything because it was free. And you know, when we see the word free, we kind of run like, oh, it's free. Buy one, get one free. You know, we go for that too. We like the word free. And so let us appreciate what Jesus did on the cross for us. Okay, let us appreciate that. Let not his dying be in vain in our lives. Don't let the blood have been shed in vain for us. You know, because many people start out on this road, and then a lot turn back because they've been told that, you know, when you get with God, all your problems are going to be resolved. When you get with God, he's going to bless you with this. He's going to bless you with that. But that's not why we serve God. For we don't serve God to get blessings. We are blessed, and things do occur in our lives because we serve God. But don't let that be your main point of serving God. Because you may not get anything. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're going to have to go through this journey with just your faith in God to know that God can carry me through. Yes, I'm having trouble on this side. I'm having trouble on that side. But only God can carry me through. My friends can't carry me through. My brothers and sisters can't carry me through. Because we're all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So we all have some issues. We all do. But God is God. And there is no other. He said there's no other Savior beside him. Amen. And regarding the water of life freely, as I said, it wasn't based upon our gender, our economic status, our sexual orientation, or anything like that. It was given to us freely. And the Bible talks about in Romans 6, verse 11, that when we do drink of this water of life freely, we should go and sin no more. We should go and sin no more. And I'm going to read Romans 6 and 1. And bear with me. Patience is one of the virtues that God is a part of his spirit. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. God forbid. Not Sister Mary, not Pastor Michael, but God forbid. It says, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? But I just wanted to specify on 6 and 2, God forbid. God forbid. And that's like God is telling us. He's not giving us a choice. He's not giving us a suggestion. He's saying, God forbid. It's just like your parents, when they tell you don't go out, they mean don't go out. They're not giving you a choice. They're not suggesting you not to go out. They're saying, don't go out. And that means don't disobey me. And God forbid, he doesn't want us to disobey him. We are in the flesh. We stumble. We make choices sometimes. But it says, shall you continue in sin? He didn't say you wouldn't, but should you continue in that? And I'm thinking of Sister Enriquez talked about the woman caught in adultery last week. And I'm thinking she was caught in adultery. God is dealing with her just where she's at. Not that he knew, not that she wouldn't do other things that were against God, but that particular point, he was dealing with the issue. Go and sin no more. Adultery she was in. So you may be in something else. You may be dealing with something else. God will deal with you at that point in that issue. Because we're growing in grace and in knowledge. So we have to go it step by step. We don't make it into glory once we say, I believe and are filled with the Holy Ghost and water baptized, and we there. No, Paul said he presses. We have to press into the kingdom. We can't skate into the kingdom. You know, we can't just lackadaisical do our own thing and get into the kingdom. Amen? It's a process. And who is doing the work in us? The Lord. He said he's able to complete that which he has started in us. He's able to complete it. All we have to do is be willing to let him complete it. He's not going to kick your heart down. He's not going to stomp you upside your head. He's not going to you know how to take your arm and pull it to the back of you to force you to say something? He's not going to force you to live for him. He's not going to force you to live. You don't want to live for God? I heard a man, a brief little thing. He said, if you ain't ready to die, don't come. If you're not ready to die, don't come. Because we have to die daily. So we know it's a walk to walk daily. And you know, the water of life. And I came to understand that the water of life that we have is Jesus. He's that water of life. Because out of his side came blood and water. And he's the sustaining power that will sustain us. If he can hold the world by the word of his power, can he sustain you and I? Can he help us make this journey? Are we going to be willing to walk with God? Or are we going to say, I don't need no trouble. As Pastor Micah said, I don't need no drama. I'm not going to go with God. But I personally found out my son will be 41 years old this year. I've been at Rehoboth. They were like downstairs in their youth. I think Isha might have been 5, and she's 36. So I know what God can do. I know what he can do. And you have to resolve in yourself that no matter what comes or goes, or who comes or goes, I'm going to see this through. I'm going to see this through. And again, the water of life, Jesus Christ, can see you through. He's never lost anybody. Nobody who has come to Christ has ever been lost. Because he's able to keep you in the palm of his hand. And you know, we're going to go through some things. We're going to suffer some things. If anybody tell you differently, they're lying to you. They're not telling you the truth. You are going to suffer some things on this walk with God. He had 12 apostles. And I believe all of them were martyrs except John the Baptist. You should see some of the things, or read about some of the things that happened to them. You ain't been cut asunder. You ain't been thrown to the wolves. You ain't been dipped in oil and set on a stake and been burnt. But you've been talked about. You've been lied on. And some of that has caused you to look back. But the Bible said if you put your hand to the gospel plow and look back, you're not worthy. So you got to hold on. Even though you have trouble in your life, you have to hold on. You have to hold on. It's easy to give up. It takes nothing to say. It takes nothing to do that. But it takes a whole lot to stand flat-footed and firm on the rock. And that rock is Jesus. That rock is Jesus, a sure foundation. It's not a wavering foundation, you know. It's not a wavering foundation. He's a sure foundation. He's been proven. There's a great cloud of witnesses that have proven that you can make it. They prove it. I mean, you have to take that by faith because you can't see them physically, but you have to take it by faith that there's a great cloud of witnesses cheering us on, saying you can make it. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be no witnesses. Amen? It wouldn't be no witnesses. So just remember, the water of life that we are to partake of is Jesus. And he is able to sustain all of us. It doesn't matter that you don't like me. It doesn't matter that you think ill of me. It doesn't matter that you wish I would just go somewhere. I'm not going anywhere. You don't have to like me or any of that because it doesn't matter. It only matters what he thinks of me. It only matters what God thinks of me. I may think ill of myself. I might not even like myself. But because he loves me, He shed his blood for me. I wasn't even born when he did that. So it doesn't depend on me. It depends on his love for me. So I encourage everyone that whoever has not come and drunk of the water of life freely, do so. Do so, and you'll find out that it is true. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. Because God is an awesome God. 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 He's an awesome God. Amen. And I praise God for just being stable. And just knowing that God is. That God is. Fill in the blank. God is. And I just thank him for just being my protector, my provider, my sustainer. When I'm angry, when I'm disappointed, when I'm frustrated, God is. He is whatever we need him to be. He told Moses, I am that I am. And he is the water of life freely. You can drink of him. He told the woman at the well, if you knew who you were conversing with, you would have asked of me. And I would have given you the water of life freely. And out of your belly would flow rivers. Now, we know what a river, rivers, not river, rivers. So out of our belly should be flowing rivers of living water. So I just thank God for him being God all by himself. Amen. Amen.